Charles Stevenson, Amherst, Massachusetts. I think it's time that we should dock Mr. Trump's paycheck every time he tells a lie, and he'll be broke in a week. Also, I think he's appearing on WAMC a little bit too often.
David Shufelt, Millerton, New York. I think it's wrong and misleading to use the number of coronavirus cases and deaths in China as a benchmark as other countries around the world deal with this pandemic.
Beth Jacobs, Schenectady, New York. This is a general comment. It's more than offensive to hear people saying that we can tighten up now that people have worked remotely. The people whose jobs are going to be lost are people who really need those jobs. And between that and the term essential workers, which I also understand also applies to liquor stores and pot dispensaries, between the two, it just reminds me of World War II. And the coronavirus may be serious and deadly, but it is not World War II. Nor is this a time to say, oh, great, we're going to cut the jobs of people that really need them.
This is Philip Gerard Rich from Albany, New York. And I am begging WAMC to change a phrase, not social distancing, not the new normal. New normal is crazy. This is abnormal. So it's physical distancing, not social distancing.
Yeah, this is Jan Helminski. I live in Keene, New Hampshire. I'm calling in about Brian Griffin, the opinion piece, which I found quite abhorrent. I don't see what it serves anyone to air such opinions.
Good afternoon. This is Ed Nardi calling from Tyringham, Massachusetts. Does he, meaning Goldilocks, President Trump, does he strike you as a man who cares about whether or not he's going to win re-election? He doesn't act like a man that cares about winning re-election.